Capricorn Concerto, composed in the 1940s by Samuel Barber and based on a home that he had in New York City that he maintained with composer Giancarlo Menotti. The Pacific Symphony and conductor Keith Clark with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra coming up in just about 10 minutes from now with the famous Poem Dance from La Paris by composer Paul Dukas in just a short time. Thanks for joining us here on the Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org. And the Art of the Groom Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com. Next on KPR, taking the organ, is Haskell Thompson, and we've got Prelude, Fugue, and Variations by composer César Franck to enjoy next on KPR.
Thank you.
from César Franck, Prelude, Fugue, and Variations, performed by organist Haskell Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR. We've got a whole afternoon of classical music to enjoy. Music by Mozart and David Diamond, all just ahead in the next hour. Tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are on sale now. That'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate than with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests with a night of KC Jazz and holiday songs. Get your tickets while they last at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We have next with us the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Pierre Boulez, and music from another French composer, Paul Dukas, and a famous episode from a little ballet piece that he wrote once, a mythologically inspired piece, which sees the central figure, who is meant to represent Alexander the Great, on a quest to find the flower of immortality, which he does in the possession of a peri in Eastern mythology, a sort of supernatural being, sort of like a genie, but more monstrous, and instead of bestowing favors, he brings punishment to those who would steal his prize. We'll hear the poem dance from La Peri on Kansas Public Radio. the famous poem dance from La Paris by Paul Dukas. Pierre Boulez and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. and almost time for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Mozart and his Spring String Quartet and an American Symphony, the Fourth, by David Diamond. That's all just ahead on a Tuesday afternoon. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 Sierra Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The federal government shutdown could last a few more days, with members of the House of Representatives yet to hold a final vote on and President Trump yet to sign legislation that reopens federal agencies. 7 Senate Democrats and 1 independent helped break the stretch of failed votes on the measure when they joined the GOP majority. As the nation prepares to emerge from the longest U.S. government shutdown on record, NPR's Domenico Montanaro examines the political headwinds for Democrats and Republicans examining their paths into the midterm elections.
Affordability was the main issue of the past election. It's very likely to be again next year. And if that's the case and the cost of living is still pinching people's pockets, then with Trump and Republicans in charge, it's still going to be an edge for Democrats. Plus, Democrats have the issues on their side, like we said. In addition to affordability, there's health care. And as we know, congressional elections and control of the House are determined in these swing districts. And winning is going to cure a lot of ills if the environment stays the way it does.
On the ground, a company in Mississippi, Cal Maine, is donating thousands of 12-count eggs to food pantry distributors in the state. The government shutdown has interrupted food benefits known as SNAP. From Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Shamira Muhammad reports.
13% of Mississippi's population relies on SNAP benefits. Cassandra Mobley, interim CEO of the Mississippi Food Network, says food partners around the state accepted the egg donation swiftly.
Our 5,400 dozen donation was gone in 3 text messages.
Mississippi Agriculture Commissioner Andy Gibson says the freeze in SNAP benefits has also hit farmers.
Lots of grocery stores not selling product, not moving product. That trickles back to the farmers. And I think we have to start looking at innovative ways that we can be prepared for this type of a federal shutdown in the future.
Mississippi has announced it'll begin to distribute 65% of SNAP benefits. For NPR News, I'm Shamira Muhammad in Jackson.
The U.S. says it's providing an additional $12.5 million in international aid to help in hurricane recovery. Jamaica was among the countries hardest hit. Here's NPR's Ada Peralta.
Most of that money, about $10 million, will go to Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness met with U.S. officials and thanked them for the aid.
It does reaffirm the strong and enduring relationship between Jamaica and the United States.
In total, since the storm hit 2 weeks ago, the U.S. has pledged $37 million in aid for the region. Jamaica had also been saving money for just this type of emergency. But this was a historic storm. Western Jamaica is devastated. Schools, hospitals, and tens of thousands of homes have been obliterated. Insurance companies estimate the loss could total more than $4 billion. Jamaica only has a fraction of that on hand.
Ada Peralta reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. there's the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and conductor Eric Kunzel and music from the great film composer Jerry Goldsmith, The General's March from Victory at Sea, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Welcome back to more classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Wishing you well on this Veterans Day afternoon. A bit later with the Seattle Symphony and an American Symphony. The fourth by composer David Diamond. That's coming up. And classical music continues until 3 p.m. Thanks for being with us today. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org. Next on KPR, let's settle back and enjoy some Mozart. The Emerson String Quartet is with us, and we've got one of the string quartets, one that was written in Vienna in 1782, and one of a set of string quartets that Mozart dedicated to his great friend, Franz Joseph Haydn. And even though this one premiered in the winter of Vienna in 1782, it's nonetheless known as the String Quartet, or String Quartet No. 14 in G Major. Next, on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the Emerson String Quartet and Mozart, and his 14th String Quartet in G, the Spring Quartet, composed in 1782, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up at the top of the hour in about 20 minutes from now, the news from NPR, and of course classical music continues until 3 p.m. Later tonight, classical music picks back up when Destiny joins you at 7 p.m. And as you may expect, Music of America is featured tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. on our Veterans Day with music by Aaron Copland, Kurt Vile, Mark O'Connor, and much more. Destiny has classical music for you this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. And Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. We have an American symphony for you next on KPR. It's one that was written in the 1940s and described by its composer as his smallest large symphony. It's a bit ethereal, even dreamlike. It's from composer David Diamond and his fourth symphony. Gerard Schwartz here to lead the Seattle Symphony Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. This is a coordinated monthly test of all broadcast stations in Kansas and the Kansas City metropolitan area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is now being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as severe weather watches or warnings, or other local area emergencies, official messages and information would have followed the alert tones. This station serves the state of Kansas and or the Kansas City area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Symphony number by David Diamond, composed in the 1940s, played today by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, led by Gerard Schwartz, on Kansas Public Radio. Do stay with us. We've got news from NPR in just a moment. The next hour of classical music brings us music by Aaron Copland and the great Sinfonietta by Leos Janacek for Military Band, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
The news isn't always easy to hear.
NPR's Daniel Estrin has covered this first month of war and joins us now from Tel Aviv. Hi, Daniel.
That's why at Morning Edition, we focus on the facts you need to stay informed and the human connection to every story.
The folks on Capitol Hill, some of them aren't even aware of who we are and what we do.
We're with you through it all. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 at your place. To find NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. We should have temperatures in the low 60s for this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Sunny for Wednesday, a high in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, with a low of around 40 degrees. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, keeping history alive since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history may soon be coming to an end. The House is expected to vote as early as tomorrow.